New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Hey ladies, today I have a little compilation of videos from Ashley that she did basically for practitioners and people who are interested in working with women with HA to give them some really good insight into some of the mindset, psychological aspects of recovery coaching. And while these are episodes, this is the recording from YouTube videos, these are episodes that are kind of dedicated to people who want to be practitioners. I think it's still just a helpful insight for you guys as people going through recovery, just to kind of
look at yourself maybe from the outside and see what you can apply to yourself. I think this is really interesting, but I mean, let me know. Open to your feedback if you feel like this was helpful or unhelpful, but I thought it'd be a cool experiment. So there's the audio for three different videos in here going over things like clarity and leading, having a toxic relationship with control, which is really gonna resonate with a lot of people, and identifying if people pleasing is keeping you stuck or moving you forward, which is also going to be really applicable to a lot of you guys. So I hope you enjoy it and we'll talk soon.
Hey, this is Ashley Smith over at the HA Society, and I wanted to come and chat about another coaching nugget. And we actually just finished our module on primary amenorrhea due to HA, and the topic of control came up, and I was like, you know what? Let's talk about this. So it is a very high chance that your client has a toxic relationship with control. What do I mean by that? Meaning that like they know that control is a problem and it's creating some less than ideal situations in their life, right? However, they continue to hold on to it. And one thing that I want to kind of explore is that they already know it's a problem and they don't really need us to repeat, hey, control's a problem. You know, if you just weren't trying to control this, now obviously it's a helpful to provide a reminder. I'm not saying don't ever say it, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is that if the only tool in our toolbox is to tell somebody that control doesn't work and it's a problem and it's not going to help you get your cycle back, then we're not really supplying them with the tools to move forward without it, right? It's not just enough to state the obvious. My whole point to this is I just want you to try this exercise. I invite you to take a look at control differently, right? When someone has been in a toxic relationship with control for a long time, it stops being a characteristic and it starts becoming their identity. This is now an identity issue, right? Like they don't know who they are without it. They don't know how to do simple things like ask themselves, what do I want to eat for breakfast? What do I like? So I propose that they're not actually having a control issue. They're having an identity issue. I had one client, she was from India, and we just couldn't make any progress because she obviously just would not try anything new or anything she couldn't control, obviously. HA recovery, like you like can't control it, right? So you can see how this naturally just isn't going to go well. And so through talking with her, I realized, I was like, I just need her to answer a question that's about her that hasn't been controlled, right? I just need to get an answer from her. And I don't know why I went down this trail, but follow me. And so I asked her, I said, hey, can you tell me what your favorite color is? And she said, I don't know, which we hear a lot when it comes to food, right? Well, what do you want to eat for breakfast? If you could pick a breakfast that you want to eat, what is it? And a lot of people are like, I don't know. Like, I truly can't tell you what I want to eat because they've been so controlling for so long that they've truly never really asked themselves recently, what is it that they want to eat for breakfast, right? And so she said, I don't know. I said, okay. She said, my mom always told me that I look good in purple. And I thought that was so fascinating that whenever we live such a life of control, there's no space to explore what it is that you like. Like, who are you without controlling your food? Who are you without a meal plan? Who are you without your gym routine? Who are you without being the fit girl, right? Like, control really isn't so much like a control issue, it's an identity issue. We've allowed control to be our identity, right? So instead of telling them how bad and ineffective control is, I would actually propose that we partner with them and help them explore who they are without control, right? Who are you? Who are they without control, right? Because at the end of the day, everyone's disordered habits serves a function. It serves a function, or else they wouldn't be doing it. Now, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying it's super beneficial. I'm not even saying that it's healthy. I'm just saying that it serves a function. And so the function of control can be that it keeps them safe, right? If I can control these variables, then I can stay safe. They're afraid to step outside of control, and so we need to partner with them. Ask them, hey, what function do you think control is playing in your life? Help them to start exploring. Help them start questioning things, right? Like, this is what it looks like to be that Sherpa, right? Helping them up Mount Everest, right? I would even consider asking them, hey, what does surrender look like to you? What does surrender mean? Because obviously surrender is the opposite of control. I think that's really interesting, because if someone has this mindset of surrender means that I let go of everything and my whole life spins out of control, and that manifests in my body just getting so huge and I just spin out of control and I lack control, right? Yeah, I would be avoiding surrender too. But so what does it look like to reframe what surrender is? Learn what surrender is? Have an example of what surrender is? I don't know. Just, I hope you're getting the picture, right? Asking them, what does surrender look like? What does surrender mean to you? And here's the last question that I would encourage you to ask them. What does surrender offer you that control can't? It can't do it. You've tried and it can't do it. I think that's important, because we have to establish that control can only take them so far, and what they want is on the other side. That is how I would start the conversation. That's how I would start exploring control and clients having toxic relationships with control. All right. Let me know if that helped. If you have any other questions, any other obstacles you want to chat about, drop them in the comments, or you can email me at Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at thehasociety.com. Hi, I'm Ashley Smith over here at the HA Society, dropping more coaching nuggets to help you facilitate client transformation as you help your client heal from hypothalamic amenorrhea or anything else. And you're just kind of popping in because you enjoy these coaching nuggets. All right, so today we're chatting about people pleasing. And first off, I just want to acknowledge that everybody people pleases to some degree. To some degree. So the goal isn't that, like, there's no people pleasing at all. While I'm not saying that it's the best thing in the world, but let's just acknowledge that, like, we all do it to some degree, right? That's probably for another video some other time. Getting back on track. People pleasing. I'm talking about people pleasing that has become such an issue in your coaching relationship that your client's no longer able to make progress. What does this look like? This looks like when a client is like, kind of like love bombing you on a call, and they're like, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Or they seem fine in person, but once they go in between sessions, or like you're checking in on them and it's like, they just seem like a completely different person. You're like, am I crazy? Am I like missing something here? No, you're not. What is happening is people pleasing. So in our experience, when clients have had, they've previously had an eating disorder, they have worked through that with qualified practitioners, inpatient and out of patient, and they are on the other side and they are been released. They are healthy, because if you don't have your cycle, you're not really healthy, right? You know what I mean? Like, your body has determined that there's not enough energy coming in. Again, that's for Danny's videos. We're talking about coaching today, right? They're healthy. They're at a restored weight. That's a whole other thing, because a restored weight in terms of an inpatient or outpatient eating disorder clinic is so that you don't die. And a restored weight in terms of ovulation, those are two different things. Again, another video for another time. We are getting to the point. Okay, people pleasing. So, when they've had an experience of working with an inpatient or outpatient, whether it's been a great experience or not, they have reported that they will say, I just did what I needed to do to get released. I just do or say what I know that they wanted me to say or do, right? That is people pleasing. That is the perfect example of people pleasing, right? So, How does that relate to your relationship and what you may be experiencing with your client right now? I want you to see that they're coming from a history, a habit, a pattern of just making providers, friends, and family happy and comfortable. Because let's be real, when someone is in a massively active eating disorder, yeah, that's uncomfortable for everybody around them because no one wants to see them suffer like that, right? And they pick up on that. So this means that when your HA client comes to you on their own, they are possibly choosing recovery solely for themselves for the first time, and that is huge, and that is something to celebrate, and it is a big deal. It's also important to understand that there may be times when they slip back into people-pleasing, which is possibly what you're experiencing when they're all gung-ho on the call, and then they don't do anything, and they seem completely disengaged outside of your sessions, right? So they'll slip back into people-pleasing. They'll disconnect from the recovery process out of habit because it's pretty much all they know. And right now, as you are helping them restore ovulation, they are developing new habits and neural pathways and all these things of like, how do I navigate uncomfortable situations for myself and to not make other people happy, right? People-pleasing is a huge thing in HA recovery. Okay, this is the tip that I would give you. This is how I would navigate it. This is how we coach our coaches to navigate it, is be patient. Don't take it personally. This has nothing to do with you. Okay? With that said, always make sure that, like, you check in with your clients. Hey, back to that accountability. So if you haven't watched the accountability video, go check that one out. Hey, I noticed that like on our calls, you seem really excited, gung-ho. And then it seems like you ghost me in between while like I'm trying to support you. And I just want to check. Are the goals that we set or the action steps that we set, are those achievable or do they feel like too much, right? Because you may be overloading them. You know what I mean? So there's so many other things to investigate. But if you've investigated all that and they're like, no, right? Then when a client disconnects, you cannot take it personal. Again, this isn't about you. This is about them, right? And it is important to allow them to re-engage on their own terms rather than being forced or manipulated to caring about their goals. What does that look like? Well, if you don't deal with this now, then like, you're just never ever gonna be able to have a family. You're never ever gonna be able to get pregnant naturally. You'll be, an old lady stuck to a wheelchair who's a burden on the rest of their family. I mean, obviously that other part was a little bit extra, but you get what I mean. Like, no one should be manipulated into caring about their recovery or their goals. This has to be something that they choose for themselves. And you can't want recovery more than they want it. It's just tough, right? You can't want it more than they want it. And so what that means is that transformation only happens when they're ready. And it's our job, being that Sherpa up the mountain of HA recovery, to walk with them, right? If we allow them to re-engage on their own terms, we become a safe place for them. They're able to be like, hey, sorry, I kind of checked out. You know, this has been really hard for me, but I'm back and I really want to move forward. And what they're doing is asking for help again. And that is so important. We have to be the safe place where if they fail, they're not judged. It's not thrown back in their face. They're not guilted for it, right? So this is a really unique coaching, guiding, Sherpa relationship where we can't take people-pleasing personally, right? And as I sign off with this, you will see that that if they're people-pleasing with you, then they're generally people-pleasing with in other areas of their life that is related to food, exercise, and fitness. And so it would be really really beneficial to start working on those areas as well too, right? But the main way that we do it is that we model what does it look like to allow them to choose for themselves and move at their own pace to heal HA. All right. You know the deal. If you have a question, drop it in the comments below. Email me at Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at thehasociety.com.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Hey, this is Ashley over at the HA Society and the HAP course, which is our holistic hypothalamic amenorrhea practitioner course. I always gotta make sure I say that in order. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about the other side of this course. So generally we talk about like the practical application, reading labs, you know, how to identify HA, habits and behaviors that go along with it, what systems of the body get intertwined into this hypothalamic amenorrhea condition, basically, right? Because it is reversible, it's not permanent. Why does the thyroid get impacted? Why does cholesterol? Why does certain inflammation markers? All these different things that women will experience, and it can feel like all these symptoms in there. And if they go to certain practitioners or medical providers, they will try to treat those individually, not realizing that they're all interconnected and that really to handle all those symptoms, we actually need to address the root cause. So generally, we really focus on that side of it. But today, I want to focus on the coaching side of it, because really and truly, helping someone recover from HA actually requires coaching. You cannot solve this with a pill. You cannot just give them hormone replacement therapy. Yeah, you'll get them to bleed, but are they ovulating and has ovulation been restored naturally, right? And so really taking someone from having HA for like 10 years to ovulating on their own is really a coaching process. And so that's what I want to chat with you guys about today. Really and truly, when it comes to coaching, there needs to be a mix of clarity and leading. And I think most people would agree. So think about your first session with your clients. That whole first session is solely, we should be providing clarity. And the reason why that we want to provide clarity is because clarity helps build trust. Why is that important? And why is that important in the first session? Generally, when clients come to us, they come to us misdiagnosed. or they've had multiple practitioners say one thing and then they say the other and then someone else says something, or they've been through multiple failed IVF treatments and rounds and all that. And so they're coming to you really feeling like, nobody understands me. Nobody understands this condition. I have trusted all these people and I've gotten nothing for it, right? And that's a tough place to be in. So our first session really is about clarity, right? We go through our intake. Our intake is pretty lengthy, but it's really because HA, while what causes it is straightforward, how people get there is very different, right? For example, yes, we know under eating, over exercising, a drop in energy availability will create the perfect environment for HA. But why was somebody dieting? Why are they over exercising? What are their beliefs about their body? What about beliefs about movement? There's just so much wrapped into it. And this is why we believe it's a coaching situation, right? Like this is something to be unpacked. This cannot be unpacked in 10 minutes in a doctor's office. It's just not, right? That first session, we're going to go through their labs. We're going to go through their intake. We're going to tell them why their cholesterol levels is off, you know, why their blood sugar, glucose is high, you know what I mean? All these different things, why all this is happening, and providing clarity, right? Allowing them to see that we're able to piece together all these different factors and why this is happening, right? Clarity again. So could you imagine just being a client and just feeling this big, deep, like relief, like somebody finally understands, someone's able to put together the pieces because we're able to provide clarity. The other thing about clarity, while this video is not really about touching on it, so maybe I'll make another one. But while we're here, you know, clarity is not knowledge dumping. Okay, knowledge dumping is pure ego and it's laziness. And it's like, we don't do it intentionally all the time. I see this a lot in certain areas where previous clients have shown me, hey, well, this is what my previous practitioner, like this was their protocol. And I'm wondering why yours doesn't look like this. And what they'll show me is like 20 pages of reading about something. And then, you know, about something that clearly it's not HA or else they would have caught it and handled it, but something else that's explaining like their lab markers and stuff like that, and then like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of supplements and this really complex supplement like routine, that meaning that if like we take these certain supplements at certain times and this should heal HA. That's not the case, right? We all know this. And so it's just like a lot of knowledge dumping, right? Rather than guiding somebody from point A to point B, right? That's coaching. So clarity instead is, you know, we go through the intake, we go through the labs, we go through their food view, we go through their exercise, we go through like their mindset, and then we provide them five is a lot, but maybe like two movement and two food action steps and maybe like a mindset, right? So generally five things that we want them to work on. Things that are attainable. Like you'll hear me ask them, hey, how do you feel about these action steps? Does this feel doable? You know, like let's talk about it, right? So when they walk away from the session, they have clarity on their condition. They have clarity on why things, you know, like symptoms are popping up, and they have clarity on their next steps. Now that is good. And that is what should happen, right? But there comes a time when we have to transition from just telling them what to do into leading, right? If not, that relationship changes from client to coaching to like this really codependent relationship, right? Where they're asking you, like they are a grown woman, a grown adult, asking you, can I eat this? Should I eat this? Should I do this? Should I not do this? Should I take this? Should I not take that? You know what I mean? And while obviously in the beginning, like, yes, I'm going to tell you exactly, hey, I want you to work on these things with your food, these things with your movement, right? But at some point we want to start transitioning to leading. And what that looks like is while your client is expressing an obstacle, a concern, a fear, right? A mindset block, whether it's through email or Zoom, like you can still do this, right? So this is something I want you guys to work on. So whether it's face-to-face, Zoom, email, you can still do this of what I'm about to explain to you, right? You're going to hear this problem and you're likely, because an outside objective slash involved opinion, we just have like we can see it because we're not in it, right? And as coaches, you know, especially a coach who's been through HA, like they're like, oh yes, I remember this stage, I remember this phase, or I remember having those same exact thoughts. You're going to be able to see the situation very clearly, and you're likely going to get the answer right away. It's like, oh, I know exactly what to say, I know exactly what to do, I know the exact answer. And in the beginning, yes, it is important to provide it as soon as you see it, so that they start making progress, right? Like, we want them to have these wins, we want them to make progress. Very important. Progress in the first 4 weeks is essential, just for motivation and other things, right? But after that, we want to start transitioning to leading, meaning that, like, when you hear this problem, this mindset trap, this something that they're struggling with, and you know the answer, you know exactly the conclusion that they need to come to, your job then shifts from telling them the answer to them being like, okay, how do I lead them to this answer? What exploratory questions can I ask that leads them along the way to have their own conclusion about this, right? So what is the first question? Like, what do I need to establish to like be true, or the facts, right? So kind of like recap the situation, right? Provide clarity. So there it is again, provide clarity of the question they're asking or the situation at hand, right? Because a lot of times that's actually where the problem is that we actually don't have clarity about the situation that we're trying to navigate, right? From there, then you start asking these questions to ask them to explore deeper, 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 and you explore, and you just kind of inch your way to the answer. And then basically, like, you lead them to the answer. And when they have that moment where they figure it out for themselves, they have that aha moment, they're going to remember it, and it's going to mean something to them. The reason why is, it's kind of like that mom effect. You know, like whenever like you tell, like whenever your mom tells you something, you're like, uh-huh, yeah. And then like you hear somebody else say it, and then you're like, oh, okay. But then whenever you discover it, you're like, oh my gosh. And my mom was right. So it's kind of one of those things where eventually you have this relationship where you are the Sherpa, you are guiding, right? So you are this figure in their life providing guidance, right? And that is helpful. But our ultimate goal is to get them to be able to explore their thoughts, feelings, emotions on why they're stuck and how to get them mainly in taking action, right? So a lot of times it's like resistance towards taking an action, right? And they don't know why they have this resistance. And so really guiding them through on why they have this resistance allows them to really learn how to explore their own thoughts and really how to move through resistance. And that is what your client's going to need if she wants to keep her period 3, 4 years, 5 years, forever after working with you. Because the truth is, you cannot work with your client from now all the way to menopause. That's just not going to happen. That's not what should happen. We should be helping our clients like facilitate this transformation that leaves them feeling confident, sure, you know what I mean, and comfortable being wrong, trying and figuring it out, right? So this happens through helping them really explore and get to the answer so that they know how to do that on their own. And that can't happen if you're always telling them what to do or the right answer, right? That is codependency. And that will also, side note, and then this is it. After a while, you feel like you're babysitting. And as coaches, we thrive on having other people thrive, right? And it feels like babysitting, and you're going to start to get bitter and resentful because you've conditioned, you have taught this person to be completely dependent on you as if you are the expert of their body, and that they don't have the ability to do that. And so clearly, if you're on this channel, that's not even what you believe. And so the way that we prevent that from happening is, remember, hey, I need to start practicing leading this client to the answer. And sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes there's a lot of pauses, you know what I mean? But when we create that safe space to explore our thoughts, to be wrong, to like be uncomfortable, like that is what facilitates transformation. So I want you to try that this week. Email me, let me know how that goes for you. Let me know if you get stuck doing it. Even if you have specific client examples, I would love to roll through that with you guys. So yeah. All right. I hope this was helpful.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.